Welcome, Asgardians, to your favorite news channel in all the Nine Realms, Valkyrie Vision. Today, we will be covering the long-anticipated Ragnarok. I am your host, Skegjold. It all started with the death of Baldur, beloved son of Odin, and then 3 years of endless winter, followed by wars, and finally, as you've probably noticed by now, the wolves Skoll and Hati swallowing the sun and moon, plunging us into darkness. We have seen the signs that it was soon to begin, but now the final battle between the Aesir and the giants is here. The three roosters of the apocalypse have informed the gods, the giants, and the dishonorable dead, while the god Heimdall has called forth the warriors of Valhalla. Stay tuned, listeners, as we keep a running account of the events that are soon to follow. We take you now to the plains of Virgrid. The Midgard serpent is making a dramatic entrance from the sea, spewing poison and sending massive waves crashing against the shore. Oh, here comes Thor to fight the serpent! And entering our studio is our first eyewitness. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to talk with us, Heimdall. Could you please give us a rundown of the events so far?
Well, the fire giant Surtur has set Asgard and the Bifrost on fire, which is really a bit of an inconvenience. Fenrir the wolf has broken his bonds and is mucking things up down there, but Odin is on his way to deal with the beast. Some good news is that Tyr has killed the guard dog of hell, Garm. Unfortunately, though, he has died. At least Thor appears to be doing well fending off the Midgard serpent.
Yes, that is good news. But is that Loki captaining the giant's battleship of fingernails?
Loki? It appears that he has betrayed us. I leave you now to deal with this traitor.
Now seems like a good time to mention that Loki is the father of the Midgard serpent, Fenrir, and the goddess of death, Hela. Also, he orchestrated the death of Baldur. Speaking of Baldur, here he comes now. Baldur, how is it that you're alive?
My brother Hod and I have come back to life to fight one last time for the Nine Realms against Hela and her evil horde.
That is wonderful. Can you tell us why you fight even though the gods are prophesied to be destroyed?
I believe that a new world will rise from the desolation of the old. Even now, life survives within the sheltered branches of Yggdrasil.
On that note, do you have any advice for the people of Asgard in this troubling time?
I would beseech them to take solace in hope to fight courageously, free in the knowledge of Asgard's doom.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, Baldur. I won't hold you back from the battle any longer. Good luck. Okay, listeners, let's follow Baldur to the battle. Thor appears to have slain the Midgard serpent and then expired from its poison. Heimdall was fighting the traitor Loki, yet there is no sign of either of them, and Odin, king of the gods, was tragically killed by Fenrir. The battle is over. The dragon Nidhugg is scouring the field gathering the dead in an effort to satisfy his insatiable hunger. There is nothing more of this grisly scene to report, so I will leave you, listeners, if any of you are still in fact alive. We now return to the moment-to-moment coverage of Ragnarok. We can see now, listeners, that Baldur was correct in his assumption that a new world would form with those few gods who survived, rebuilding civilization. Yet there is a stain on his hopeful dream, as a dark hall full of corpses and made of live snakes exists with a river of venom running through it, inhabited by thieves and murderers. The hall stands on the shore of corpses, where the dragon feasts on festering flesh. With that, I leave you now, faithful listeners. Enjoy our post-apocalyptic world, and don't forget to subscribe to the uncertain future that now awaits you in the wake of the destruction and decimation of Ragnarok.